theradioantenna.com.
Been walking past 3AW back in the early 70s. I noticed they had a sign out the front of their place that said radio school here every Tuesday and Thursday. So at the same time as I was working for the ANZ Bank, I decided to go and do that a couple of nights a week. 3 weeks into it, conscription. For those who remember, conscription depleted the ranks of 3AW's panel operators by three. And the guy who ran the radio school kept three of us back after the lesson on the Thursday night of the third week and said, look, we've got some jobs going here. How would you like to take on those jobs? And I recall saying, can I have a think about it? He said, you can for about another minute because you start Monday if you're going to take the job. So I did. So I worked at AW for that year. I realised very quickly that the guys on the other side of the glass were making more money. I was a panel operator there when Peter James was doing the breakfast show. Yep. And Ormsby Wilkins, the godfather of talk radio, was doing mornings, etc.
Yep.
So I headed off to Bega briefly at the end of that year, and I stayed there for about 3 months. I was very homesick, came back to Melbourne, worked at 3DB, again as a panel operator this time, having been on air in Bega, with Eden, the Silver Fox. 3 months after that, I went down to Hobart, and I worked at 7HT doing mid-dawns and floating and production manager, and the casino opened, and somebody from the Digger Bay Network happened to be in Tassie on the night of the casino launch, happened to hear me doing mid-dawn at 4 in the morning, rang up and offered me a job. So I headed off to Newcastle, to 2NX, then off to 2SM in Sydney, where it was sort of back end of 1973. This was all pretty quick.
Yeah.
3XY in 75, and when FM radio started in 1980, somebody pulled my sleeve and asked if I was interested, and I was, and 30 years later, here I am.
And where did you get the voice from? Which town?
Which voice?
No, you've got a very smooth radio voice.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
English is my second language, so I guess I must have picked it up listening to the radio.
Yeah, right. Oh, that's great, mate. And you've had a decorated career, obviously. Yeah, you've been a programmer during some of that time too, haven't you?
I was the original PD here Eon FM, as it was at the time. And I was PD for about 15 of the 30 years of the radio station. I was also GM for about a year. And it wasn't a very good GM, and I found it very unsatisfying because it had very little to do with the creative process. It was the administrative process, and that wasn't a strength of mine, and I got into radio because of my love of broadcasting and music. So I then ended up back on air again.
I mean, I grew up in Melbourne during a lot of those years, Lee, and I mean, you used to be sort of rock royalty down there in a way, weren't you? I mean, you hosted the Channel 7 show Night Moves, I think, was that late on a Friday night? And you were always sort of seen hanging out with visiting rock stars and stuff like that. How good was it back then?
Thoroughly enjoyable, and you'd remember yourself that it was a fun time as well. It was a very different era. Live rock was very much a part of the landscape of not only Melbourne, but you know, Sydney, Brisbane, Adelaide, everywhere else around the country, and there was lots of live rock, and to be, albeit peripherally involved in it as a presenter of music, on radio and also on the TV show you just mentioned, Night Moves, was a real buzz.
Yeah.
I was a skinny, long-haired guy who loved his music and happened to work in a job where hanging around sort of side stage and backstage with bands was part of what I did, and I was very privileged to do so, and it was really enjoyable.
TheRadioAntenna.com